This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
So much has been said about the upcoming elections. You're probably as sick of hearing about it as I am. Well, actually, I love the political process and the wrestling of ideas. What makes so many people tired of politics, and what a shame that somehow politics have become a taboo topic in the public square, is the personal and continuous ad hominem personal attacks. I would agree that it is frustrating, and it can so easily blur the real issues, but perhaps that's the design. The personal vitriol really does harm people's comprehension of the real ramifications of our constitutional republic. By the way, the U.S. is not a democracy, which is another political sleight of hand, but that's for later. The news media, the candidates, the debates, everything involved with our political process has become about individuals rather than platforms. That's not to say that the individual doesn't matter or their performance is insignificant, but what a grievous error for us all to assume that the main decision we are making is about a person. See, the United States is not a wide open democracy. Rather, we are a constitutional republic. We use a modified democratic system to elect representatives according to our Constitution, who then govern or steward the offices that the Constitution demands. Therefore, much more important than Donald Trump or Joe Biden is the entire platform of the parties that they represent. Now I'm going to speak to Christians who claim Jesus is Lord and a biblical worldview. So if that's not you, keep on listening, but just know that's who I'm speaking to. As a Christian, there is a very clear distinction between our political parties. As we all know, the distinctions widen each election. The platforms are available with a 5-second Google search, and you'll be able to read exactly what each stands for. For example, Republicans stand for religious freedom, school choice, pro-life, constitutional originalism, and to fight atheistic, brutal communism. Democrats are pro-abortion, pro-universally controlled education, globalism, the LGBT agenda, and a very subtle issue of equity, which is an unbiblical concept. Not equality, but equity. There's a big difference. The bottom line is that as a Bible-believing Christian, there is no way you can reconcile the Democrat Party platform with a biblical worldview. It just won't fit. The Republican platform, while not perfect, is much more aligned with a biblical worldview. So let's remove the drama, the rhetoric, the I don't like when he, and understand that in our system, you're voting for an entire platform with a person's name on it at the ballot box. I beg you to consider this as you vote.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at WDCXradio.com.